And that's it. And you have to do it with your own pace. Everyone's different. We're not all the same. So you see someone, just, you know, let them inspire or motivate you, and just use your tools because you're unique. You know, like, just be you and love yourself, and it'll all be good.
Welcome to Motherhood in ADHD. I'm your friend, Patricia Sun. My mission is to be a lighthouse for mothers with ADHD, helping you find your path to success by learning to appreciate your ADHD as an asset. I'm seeking to change the paradigm that ADHD means your life is doomed to be a hot mess. So I'm sharing strategies and encouraging you in your pursuit of happiness to love who you are every day of your ADHD life. Hey there, Successful Mama. It's your friend, Patricia Sung. I hope you had a chance to listen to the first part of our conversation with Dina Quandamateo, better known as the ADHD lawyer, when we talked about her ADHD journey. Today, we're diving into a discussion on self-care, how we can use movement and exercise as part of our ADHD treatment, her love of rituals, and how to get started when we're on the struggle bus, and how she stays positive through all of the highs and lows. Let's welcome back Dina. And when we talk about specifically movement and moms taking care of themselves and exercising, how does that movement or exercise or cardio, whatever you're doing to move your body, how does that make a difference in your ADHD on a daily basis?
This is my favorite topic in the whole world because not only do I get a chance to talk about what I love, but it shows how passionate I am to help people. And not for money. This is not about business. This is about just paying it forward, and I feel it. So now let's see if the brain remembers. You did these great episodes on executive functioning, right? And we have neurotransmitters, right? And depending on what we do, help stimulate those.
Right.
So getting up in the morning and working out, you're kicking those in. You're getting them ready for the day. And depending on what you do, anything, it could be walking, it could be, you know, jogging, whatever you do, you know, it could be just sitting. I see people now riding the bicycle underneath their desk. So it helps their brain, right? Those little bicycle things.
It's like a jump start to your day, getting your brain
right,
going.
It just gets those chemicals going in a great direction. It makes you happy. It makes you feel good. It's your therapy time. It is your, I don't have to pay a copay to anyone time. I get to mentally prepare myself for the day. It helps with everything. But you also have to think that it helps you. You know what I mean, Patricia? People could go to Weight Watchers, say, right? And they're going, oh, I'm doing everything perfect and I haven't lost any weight. There's an 80-20 rule. 80% mental, 20% physical. That's everything in life. I am 50 years old. And that goes to your last question. Don't tell anybody. 50 years old. Okay. And that person's not losing any weight because they're not there. They're not really into wanting to either lose weight or work out. Your brain ain't there. You could do everything perfectly. It ain't happening.
Interesting. I am so fascinated about how our brain can drive so much more than we give it credit for. When you think about what we studied in brains, how much we know versus how much we don't know, just mind-blowing. But again, I'll get off on a tangent. So let me pull back in. So when we think about exercise, I was actually like kind of debating, do I want to talk about exercise? Because women are just inundated with exercise information. And for moms, it can be kind of a sore subject because here we are, we've birthed some humans. Our body is not like it used to be. And even if you are feeling kind of back to usual, you're living on like handfuls of Goldfish crackers and you're not getting enough sleep. And it just feels kind of insurmountable to be taking care of yourself in that way. What do you say to a mom who's just feeling really discouraged? Like, this isn't even feasible right now. Why should I bother? What would you say to her?
First thing I would say is, how can you take care of someone else if you don't take care of yourself? That's one. Mm-hmm. And two, don't you want your children to see how you take care of yourself so that they can mimic you? They're little ones of us. They're mini me's, right? Mm-hmm. So they're going to learn by what they see. And if they see you not taking care of yourself, all in a wreck, you know, and I'm not saying get up and be all, you know, put a gown on and look like you're going to the Grammys. I'm saying get up and start that day. And I know there's so much going on, but when you take care of yourself and you feel good about yourself, everything around you falls into play. That's just the simple, you know, 5-cent version.
But I think women need to hear that from moms who've been here for a minute, because it is hard to see kind of like that light at the end of the tunnel when you've got little people running around your toes. When we can look to moms who are like, hey, I'm at the end here. Like, my kids are getting ready to move out. Like, I can tell you this matters. This is important. So I love that you are sharing that wisdom with us, because like for me with littles, it's hard to think about what my kids are learning and seeing when they're grownups. Like, that just feels really far away when you have little.
Of course it does. My twins were just babies also, boy, girl twins. Mm-hmm. I stayed home for the first year and a half. Everything was for them. And it wasn't until they were like 3 or 4 that I started to finally say, I got to take care of myself, because mm-hmm. I can't handle 2 at the same time.
I can't imagine.
Actually 3, because the husband is the child too. But at the same time, right? Now, mind you, I have major heart issue that people don't even realize how I'm alive and walking and breathing. They're like, you're a scientific phenomenon. I should be a zombie, put it that way, with the meds I take and with everything. So I moved into a different house and they were 4. And I said, and I always worked out, you know, I was a trainer since I was a kid, 18, whatever. I said, I got to get back on. And it clicked. It just clicked. So it's got to click for you. Everybody looks at working out as, oh my God, I have to be committed to this giant thing. I can't do it. And they stress themselves out. No, get up, right? If the kids aren't up, take 5 seconds, do a little drill. Oh, I'm out of shape. Okay. You don't have to do jumping jacks, do taps, just move. 5 minutes. That's how you start. Then the next day, 5 minutes. Then you're going, oh, this is easy, right? Add a minute. At 2 minutes, I'm not saying go to the gym for 4 hours and do things that you either don't have to do or you're not at that point to do. All you have to do is do. That's it. Something. And if you need motivation, then the mamas, right? Motherhood and ADHD, you can start like a morning, you know, accountability thing. Everybody check in here. Just do it. What'd you do? 5 minutes. Okay. Check. Bye. Have a good day. And you have accountability. I know I need that. This is why I teach 5 days a week. I teach 5 days a week, so I stay accountable also. So it's for each other. Now I'm getting excited. Sorry.
Hey there, successful mama. Are you as time blind as I am? The solution is here. No more, I was supposed to be somewhere 20 minutes ago. Panic on the daily. If you're a double booker or an appointment forgetter, I can help. Do you know why you can't keep track of it all? Because you either don't have the skills or you don't have the system. Likely both. Keeping a calendar is a basic life skill that many of us never learned. Why? Because either no one taught us, or they taught us in a way that didn't make sense to our ADHD brains. Let's change that. I hate watching you struggle on life skills that are learnable. Remember, you are not doomed to be a hot mess. Feeling confident and prepared is doable. Keeping up with a calendar can be attainable. I want to give you a basic system that works for your life and then help you develop a plan to actually keep up with the system. I know that you are ready to build calm and peace into your day by knowing where you need to be and when. My class on how to keep a calendar when you have ADHD is available for pre-sale now. Woohoo! And for you, my successful mama, I'm offering a little something special to you for being the first one in. So head over to patriciasung.com/ADHD calendar, that's all one word, and sign up now to guarantee your discount before the price goes up when the doors open. You are not alone, and I'm here to help you create the motherhood success story that you deserve. Progress over perfection. Let's move forward. Stop the chaos and sign up for class right now. patriciasung.com/ADHD calendar. No, those are all great tips of having an accountability partner, starting small, because especially when you have ADHD, we're all or nothing people. And we think like, if we're going to start this exercise regimen, that we have to go 5 days a week for an hour, and we make it into this mountainous commitment that is not realistic for where we are at the moment. So when you take it down and say, hey, just do some, what'd you call them? Side taps?
Yeah, side taps instead of jumping jacks. People are like, I can't jump. Okay, so you side tap. Tap one foot out. Boom, boom. You're moving.
Literally like 5 minutes, just move around. Even if that means turning on some music and while you pick up toys, dance around. Like, it doesn't have to be a giant orchestrated mountain to overcome. It's just those little steps. And eventually you'll get farther along. But I think it's, especially with our time blindness, it's hard to see that we could be there in 6 months or a year, because we're just looking at right now saying, oh, I'm not doing anything. There's no way I can become athletic or fit or whatever the goal is. We get so stuck in, like, right now it's not happening. So I love that, like, just do a little bit, just right now, tiny, tiny steps, you'll be okay. Like, I mean, I say baby steps all the time. Every day, just a little bit, you get there.
I did this add-on challenge the other day with my workout crew. And I said, I'm going to do an add-on challenge for a week. So every day I added one thing.
Okay.
So the first day was, say, jump jacks or side taps. I always gave a modification because I have people from 67 down to, you know, 30. We all have ailments and I always give mods. So for 7 days, I added something every day. So the first one was jumping jacks. The second was squats. So you did jumping jacks and squats. Mm-hmm. Then it was jumping jacks, squats, and crunches. And, you know, just like 10, 20, you know, whatever you could do. But, mm-hmm. you know, you commit to it. So people do that every week to themselves, just do an add-on. All of a sudden, it becomes your norm. Like, you get up, you brush your teeth, you get up, you wash your face, if you remember, okay, because I'm guilty of that too. You go to the bathroom, you eat, right? So make that part of your morning ritual before you start. Because when that dopamine kicks in, because we don't have a lot of that as ADHDers, that's another scientific point. We need to kick it. So every day, that little bit.
So tell me a little bit more about your rituals. Like, what are the kind of things that you have set in your day that you always do no matter what?
So I get up, I stop, I smile, I think about my intentions, and I'm grateful. You know, practice a little gratitude. And it's quick. I go to the bathroom, I put water on my face. I make my coffee, I go downstairs because now I made a gym in my house. That's one positive from COVID. I don't have to go out to the gym anymore. So now it's right down. I train. I come back up, I get ready for work. Of course, laying out the clothes the day before, because if I have to sit and try to pick it out, forget it. Start the car, get my stuff together, read the note that's on my table that says, remember to take your lunch. put it in, get in the car and go. If I deviate from that, I don't even have to tell you, you know what happens. It's a domino effect. Mm-hmm. So that's what I do. Then I get to work. And thankfully, I start an earlier shift, so no one's there for an hour and 15 minutes. Thank you. I'm so grateful for that.
Goodness. That's awesome.
So I put on my...
So what time do you get up every day?
Five-ish.
Okay. All right. Five-ish. So you get to work. It's peace, quiet.
I start at 8, peace and quiet. I put on either my diffuser with blends that will wake me up or make, you know, start kicking the nice things in the brain. You know, see, this is a week I can't communicate because I get that week where I can't speak, but I understand that that's my ADHD and whatever else is going on. And I accept it because it will change. See, it's another thing.
Okay, sorry. I'm going to pause your rituals for just a second because that makes me so happy that you said that, because that happens so often to me where I have a day or a couple of days where my brain literally just can't form sentences and I trip over my words. I'm like, what is wrong with me? And then in a couple of days, totally fine. So sorry. I was just like, yes. Why is that? Why does it do that?
I'm telling you, one day I'm like, English, I can't speak. And then the next day I sound like a scholar. Then the next day I sound like someone else. I am okay with that. And it all depends on the, you know, pressure that a whole nother. Sorry. Okay. So,
I interrupted your ritual, like when you're at work and you got your aromatherapy going and then what?
Got my aromatherapy or my incense on. And, you know, then I go into the whole routine. Now that's where my routine kind of shifts, right? So that first part is perfect. Everything's great. I listen to certain things on the way to work in my drive. I try to be positive and not yell at the crazy people on the road who do not know how to drive in New York City. And I say, oh, okay, you know, and then during the day, it's different every day. But what I do is I say to myself around 11-ish, if you can, you need to go take quote unquote union break, right? And just get out 10 minutes, go walk, go downstairs, go away. I go sit in my car. Just for that 10 minutes, I put on my Calm app and I just, for 10 minutes. Then I go back up, starts again. I never took lunch. I started taking lunch. I said, you have to leave. You cannot do this. Mm-hmm. For 5 years, I didn't take lunch because I worked right through. So that's another thing I implemented for me. I go and do whatever. And then I come home, I have to prep my brain before I teach my class. Then I teach, and then I chill and do my whole decompressing. After everything's over, I sit. I have these glasses that at Wellness with Mark told me about that makes
the blue light ones.
Yes, the blue light or amber light at night, and I chill. And now, mind you, that's without interruption that we're not talking about.
So I'm really curious, because you are very calculated about your day. A lot of ADHD women that I talk to tell me that that sounds boring and they don't want to do it. What do you say to that?
It's as boring as you tell yourself it is. I say, I need this to function. You know how some people need medicine to live with a heart condition or diabetes or this? I say my ritual, I need that to function. If I do not do that, I will not function. So does that person not take the medicine because they don't feel it's, you know, I don't want to take it? That's how I look at it. And that's why I do it. And there's days like today, I was off, right? So now my schedule is messed up. Mm-hmm. I'm not getting up at 5. I said, okay, I'm going to get up a little later and work out. I know me. Did I get up and work out? Nope, I did not. I did not get up. But I'm okay with that. I'm not going to beat myself up over it, because I took the day off and it always changes. And, you know, that's what you have to do. You got to give yourself a break and you got to grow with your ADHD. It's not going anywhere. You have to grow with it. So embrace it. It's your freaking lifelong roommate, and get to know it and make the best out of it.
Okay. That is the perfect place to end. I love it. And I feel like I can't top it. So lightning round questions for the end. I'm going to ask you these super quick and just finish the sentence, okay? So number one, the best thing I've read or listened to recently is?
I think her name is Andrea Shulman on YouTube. I guess it's like a law of attraction, but she's got great little 6-minute videos. They're great, quick, just about, you know, taking care of yourself. And yeah, like this whole law of attraction thing. I think she's awesome.
My most boring about me fact is?
There is nothing boring about me. There is nothing. And I don't mean that, you know, in a condescending way. There's just nothing boring about me.
Okay. When I'm having a rough day, my go-to quote, song, poem, book, activity, whatever is?
Right now, the Calm app.
Ooh, that's a good one. I like that one. Okay. Don't tell anyone I
am 50. That's not true. I always brag about that.
Hey, you got to rock it. You earned it. You earned every one of those years. Okay. If I had a magic fairy wand for one spell, I would?
Make the world get along and accept each other for who we are.
And my best piece of advice for mamas with ADHD is?
Grow with your ADHD. It's your lifelong roommate. The more you learn about it, the more you embrace it, the more you love your roommate and make a team effort, the better off you will be.
Okay. So now if any of our mamas want to connect with you, what do you have coming up? Where do they find you? How can they connect with you?
I'm pretty much an ADHD advocate. I just want to help everyone. So it's no business. I'm not a business or anything. I'm on Instagram, which is at the ADHD lawyer. I have a blog website that is not updated that often, but I think you can understand that. I do. Now I'm starting every 6 months. I throw something in there. It's got good stuff on it. It's the ADHDlawyer.com. And that's it. Or you can, you know, send me an email at theadhlawyer@gmail.com. One day I'll have something coming up. I want to be like you, who has such a wonderful podcast. I've been watching you since you kicked off, and you have grown into this awesome platform. And I'm proud to know you, Miss Patricia.
Oh, thank you, Dina. I feel the same. And it is so encouraging to see moms who have been around the block for a minute and are willing to share their advice and put their hand out and say, hey, we can do this. It can happen. I don't know that I would say bubbly. I don't think you're bubbly, but I feel like fiery can like sometimes take the wrong, you know, turn.
Energy. It's
like your energy is just contagious. And when I listen to you talk, like I love watching you in the mornings when you drive. I mean, obviously you're not driving quite as much, but when I would watch you drive and like do your intentions, and your enthusiasm just overflows, and knowing that we can be successful, we can do hard things like go to law school and raise twins and also pursue our passions at the same time, that it is doable. It is hard, but it can be done, is such an inspiration for all of us. So thank you so much for being with us on the podcast. I so appreciate it.
Anytime.
Thank you for listening to Motherhood in ADHD. For more resources, head over to our website, www.motherhoodinadhd.com.